Page 65, Module 4, The Natural Elements, Unit 1, Electricity Today. Read, learn, and think.
Electricity is very important to us. I'm going to show a video. It will tell you a lot about electricity.
Great! Hooray!
On a dark night, when the lightning flashes, what do you see? On a dark night, when the thunder crashes, what do you see? Electricity. When Benjamin Franklin flew a kite in the storm, something in the wire gave him a fright. What could it be? Electricity. We need electricity, but we cannot use the lightning to get electricity. It would be too frightening. So we boil some water and make some steam to drive a big machine. What do we get? Electricity. Do you see the pylons carrying wires? What do they bring? Electricity. Then electricity comes into our home. Look at the plugs and lights in every room. What do they use? Electricity.
Electricity gives power for lights. What else does it give power for? Can you write a list of 5 electrical appliances at home?
Electrical appliances. A washing machine. An air conditioner. A vacuum cleaner.
Page 68. Look and read.
1.
Some kinds of public transport in Garden City also use electricity. What are they?
The underground.
The trams.
2.
Good. The airport railway uses electricity as well. Have you travelled on it yet?
Not yet.
3.
Can you find some information about the airport railway? Bring it to class next Tuesday, then all of us can learn about it.
4.
The airport railway is also known as the Airport Express. It links up city centre with Garden City's new airport. It has been operating since mid-1998. This new high-speed and air-conditioned airport railway is powered by electricity. Computers are used to give information to the train drivers. Electricity makes travelling on the airport railway fast, safe, and comfortable. The airport railway runs through tunnels for 8 kilometres. It runs over a bridge for 3 kilometres. It also runs on the ground for 15 kilometres. The airport railway has stations at City Centre on Green Island and at East End in Old Town. The airport railway stations are different from the underground stations. None of them is under the ground. They are all above ground. The station buildings are mainly made of glass, stone, and metal. The inside of the stations is grey and white. They are all modern and comfortable. The trains are very comfortable as well. All passengers travel on large seats. There is a lot of space for suitcases and bags. Page 69, Tommy Target.
What? Can? Why? Where? How many? Make? Help us. Efficiently. Convenient. Enjoyable. Comfortable.